KQJOFM.
Are you grateful today?
This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
Anyway you want me,
and I will.
Come on, just have your way. For you
are the potter,
and I
am the clay.
I want you to make me,
mold me
in a way you want me. I will
obey.
Have your way,
just have your way, Lord.
Come on, just
have your way.
You
are the potter,
and I
am the clay.
I want you to
make me,
mold me
any way you want me,
and
I will
obey. Let me sing the verse here. People are dying, and they're killing on every hand. Some gone astray. This land, but one day I told him, just send me,
I'll go.
Tell me
what to say.
And yet I want you to make me,
mold me
any way you want me, and I will
obey.
Have your way, just
have your way, Lord.
Have your just
have your way.
In my life,
just have your way, Lord.
Come on, just
have your way.
For you are
the potter,
and
I am the clay.
I want you to
make me,
mold me
in the way you want me,
and I will
obey.
Let me sing the verse again. People are dying, and they're killing on it. But one day I told him, just send me,
I'll go.
And tell me
what to say.
And then I want you to make me,
mold me
any way you want me. And I will
obey.
Hey, have your way, Lord.
Have your way, Lord.
Stay there, just
have your way.
I told him one day, just
have your way, Lord.
If you free my soul,
just have your way.
I'll serve you all,
just have your way, Lord.
All the mighty,
just have your way.
Anybody here, just tell the Lord,
just have your way, Lord.
Have your way,
just have your way.
I'll preach your way,
just have your way, Lord.
If you want to say, you know what I told him? I told him, make me,
mold me
in the way you want me, and I will
obey.
Heaven,
angels in heaven,
sign
my name.
Angels in heaven,
angels.
I found all that I needed in the Lord.
Oh, in the Lord.
I found all that I needed in the Lord.
In the Lord.
Sometimes when my friends turn and they walk away, Lord, I know you stand by me over night and day. I found all that I needed in the Lord.
Whoa. Oh, in the Lord.
I found a rock in a weary land in the Lord.
Whoa. Oh, in the
in a weary land. In the Lord.
In the Lord.
Sometimes when my friends turn and walk away, Lord, I know you stand by me both night and day. I found a rock in a weary land. In the Lord.
Oh, oh, in the Lord.
I found love and happiness. In the Lord.
Oh, in the Lord.
I found love and happiness. In the Lord.
In the Lord.
Sometimes when my friends turn and I walk away, Lord, I know you stand by me, boy. Night and day I found all that I needed. In the Lord.
Whoa. Oh, in the Lord.
I found joy and peace. In the Lord.
Whoa. Oh, in the Lord.
I found joy. Joy and peace. In the Lord.
In the Lord.
Sometimes when I'm down and no one around, God, you promised me never let me down. I found all that I needed in the Lord.
Oh, oh, in the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, brothers. I found all that I need in the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. If you would stand with us now, as we prepare our hearts to hear from heaven, I do want to invite you to Bible study. We resumed our Bible study for this year on this past Wednesday. What a wonderful time we had. And for those who don't know, our Bible study is virtual, so you don't have to leave your house to come to Bible study. Just go to the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church Facebook Live page and share with us in Bible study. Again, I've declared this year the year of restoration, and we started a series on restoration on this past Wednesday, Restored After Loss. And this week we will deal with Restored After Failure, the third lesson, Restored Relationships, and the fourth lesson, Restored Purpose. I have created a handout, and Sister Wilson, I'm going to ask that you would just put them on that table there for the four lessons. So before you leave today, if you're not going to be with us on Bible study, don't get it, all right? But if you're going to be with us on Bible study, please go by and get the lessons. And when you get a chance, make sure they're separated. Oh, they're all in one. Okay, so just grab one, and all four are in that handout, all right? Thank you so much, Sister Wilson. Amen. All right. In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, there is a word from the Lord. 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, and we want to look at verse 57. Amen. 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, and verse 57, and there you will find these words, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory." Let me hear everybody say victory.
Victory.
"Through our Lord Jesus Christ." God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Father, we thank you for this preaching privilege. And God, we pray that you would speak a word into the hearts and minds of your people, a word that will remind us that you are God and you're God all by yourself. We honor you now in the name of Jesus. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O God, our strength and our redeemer. Amen, amen. "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." I want to talk for just a few moments this morning from this subject, winning when it matters most. Well, it's Super Bowl Sunday. Amen. Winning when it matters most. Thank you, ushers. Y'all, if you can hear me, say amen.
Amen.
If you're glad to be alive, say amen. Now, I don't know about you, but there's something special about Super Bowl Sunday. It's not just a game, it is an event. Folks cooking food, wearing jerseys, hollering for teams. The Super Bowl is where the season gets settled. And unfortunately, I got on my Saints jersey, and the Saints ain't in it this time. And I see Sister Babineau back there grieving also. She has on her Dallas Cowboys jersey. We're all on the same couch this morning. Amen. 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 But the Super Bowl is where the season gets settled. No more projections. No more predictions. No more what ifs. This is where winners get rings and losers come up with excuses. And here's the truth, my brothers and sisters. Life sometimes feels like a long football season. Come on, how many of you have taken hits you didn't see coming? How many of you have lost yardage you cannot explain? How many of you who have had referees, and I'm talking about people, amen, who have missed calls on you? You've been benched, you've been blamed, you've been bruised, and you've been broken. But I came by on this Super Bowl Sunday to announce to somebody in the house, the season may be long, but the outcome is settled. I said the season may be long, but the good news of the hour is that the outcome has already been settled. Look at what Paul says. Paul says, thanks be unto God who giveth us the victory. Not might give, not will consider, but giveth. Y'all, that's present tense. That means it is ongoing. That means that it is already in motion. Touch somebody near you and tell them, I'm already winning. Come on now, if you believe that, give God a shout of praise. I'm already winning. Oh my, oh my, oh my. Paul is writing to believers who are confused, they're tired, they're under pressure, Minister Phillips. They're dealing with death, doubt, and discouragement. And Paul doesn't hype them up with slogans, but rather he anchors them in resurrection truth. Because if Jesus got up, y'all don't even know when to shout. I said, if Jesus got up, everything else has to line up. This is not a regular season promise. This that we get from Paul this morning is what I call championship theology. The first thing that Paul tells us is that victory is not determined by the scoreboard. Look at what it says. He says, thanks be to God. Church, if you watch football long enough, you'll learn this. The scoreboard can lie. What are you talking about, Pastor? I want you to just think about your own team. Think about those losing Cowboys and think about the Saints and think about some of these. I love you, Sister Babineau. Amen, amen, amen. You will learn that the scoreboard can lie. Because guess what? You can be down at halftime and win the game in the fourth quarter. Oh, somebody ought to give him praise. You see, what happens when we're watching the game, and I know I'm not the only one, but sometimes when you're watching the game, especially my Saints, oh, my, you want to have a heart attack. Amen. You want to just be, oh, my Saints. But what happens when we're watching the game is that we discover that some of us are shouting too soon and some are cussing too soon. And the reason we do that is because we're reading the game before the clock runs out. Let me run it for you. You're down, but you're not done. You're hit, but you're not halted. You're pressured, but you're not powerless. You're bleeding, but you're not beaten. I wish I could get some of these preachers up here to testify with me and bear witness that we serve the kind of God, amen, who knows how to give his people victory. You see, the devil loves showing you temporary scores, calling them final results. But Paul doesn't say thanks be to God. to the circumstances, he says, thanks be to God. Because is there anybody here who knows that God specializes in comebacks? Is there anybody here who knows that God specializes in turnarounds? Is there anybody here who knows that we serve a God who specializes in last second drives and fourth down miracles? I wish I could get three or four people up in here to give our God some praise. Every Super Bowl team will tell you that championships are often won in the locker room, not on the field. That's where the coach says, stick to the plan. In the locker room. In the locker room, the coach says, trust the playbook. In the locker room, the coach says, we've trained for this. And I came by to tell you that God has been making halftime adjustments in your life. As a matter of fact, what looked like delay was discipline. What felt like silence was strategy. What felt like hurt was preparation. Shout amen if you can testify I'm still in the game. Don't count me out, I'm still in the game. I said don't count me out, I'm still in the game. I know my money may be funny and my change may be strange, but before you count me out, you need to know I'm still in the game. I may have sickness in my body, I may have problems on my job, but baby, don't count me out, I'm still in the game. Give him praise in this place. The second thing that we can glean from this text is that victory comes through having the right quarterback. Look at what Paul says. He says, which giveth us the victory. Here it is, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Church, every Super Bowl has star players. But there's always one position that matters more than the rest. That's the quarterback. You can have great receivers. You can have a strong defense. You can have a solid kicker. But if the quarterback can't read the field, the team will fold under pressure. Paul says, our victory comes through Jesus Christ. Y'all see that, don't you? Not through money, through Jesus Christ. Not through education, through Jesus Christ. Not through influence, but through Jesus Christ. Not through connections, but through Jesus Christ. Because when life blitzes you, Jesus can read the defense. I said when life blitzes you, Jesus can call the audible. Jesus can step up in the pocket. Jesus can take the hit and still deliver the throw. Is there anybody who's got the same quarterback that I have? I dare you, I double dare you to give him praise this morning. Some of us lost seasons because we let fear call the plays. Some of us had losing seasons because we let pride run the offense. Some of us had losing seasons because we let anger be our coach. We let ego wear the headset. But Jesus, y'all, is the only quarterback who won without sin, threw passes of grace, took hits on Calvary, and still got up on the third day with all power in his hands. I thank God for victory. I thank God that I'm still in the game. I thank God that I'm a winner and not a loser. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care how it looks. I dare you to give God some praise this morning. And can I tell you why Jesus wins every time? It's because he's never thrown an interception. He's never fumbled on your future. He's never panicked under pressure. He's never lost a soul that trusted in him. If Jesus is your quarterback, you might get knocked down, but you will never be knocked out. Somebody ought to say, that's me. I've been knocked down, but look at me. I haven't been knocked out. There's one more thing, and then we can go enjoy some football. Paul says that victory is celebrated after the clock runs out. Thanks be to God. Listen to him. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Amen, amen. See, some of y'all haven't gotten it, what the old folk used to say, and we used to sing a song that said, don't wait till the battle is over. Hey, where my shout now, folks? Don't wait. Paul says, thanks be to God. Notice, y'all, Paul gives thanks before the final whistle is blown. Because real faith celebrates in advance. In the Super Bowl, nobody hands out rings in the first quarter. Nobody throws confetti in the second quarter. The celebration comes after the work is finished. But here's the shout. Jesus already played the final down at Calvary. I said, here's the shout. Jesus already took the hit. He already carried the ball. He already crossed the goal line when he declared, it is finished. Y'all, the tomb was the end zone. Resurrection was the spike. And heaven is the victory parade. That means what you're facing is temporary. That means that what God promised is eternal. That means that what hurt you did not defeat you. That means that what tried you should not define you. After the Super Bowl, the losing team disappears, but the winning team gets up on the stage. And one by one, they call their names. I'm preaching to somebody this morning whose name is already on heaven's list. You may not feel like a champion right now, but your name is already on the list. Y'all, I'm done, but I'm not finished. Paul did not say we fight for victory. He says we fight from a place of victory. Oh my, and that means that when you're tired, you're still winning. It means that when you're crying, you're still winning. It means that when you're confused, you're still winning. It means that when you're under attack, you're still winning. Because the cross looked like a loss, but Sunday morning said otherwise. The devil thought he won on Friday, hell threw a party on Saturday, but early Sunday morning, Jesus stepped out with all power. And is there anybody here who knows that when Jesus won, you won? I said, when Jesus won, you won. So lift up your head and square your shoulders and trust your quarterback and run the play and shout it like you mean it. Thanks be unto God. Thanks be unto God who gives us the victory. If you know you're winning, give God a Super Bowl praise. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, because victory, 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 victory is mine. Give him praise. Tell him thank you. Bless his name. Tell somebody, I've got the victory. I've got the victory. I've got